This next story says a lot about where some of the world's hazardous materials go to die. It's the story of a gigantic scrapyard, one of the few in the world where people tear apart giant ocean-going ships. It's hard to do that in Western nations, partly because the ships are full of dangerous materials. So they're sent to India to be dismantled by hand. That was the plan for a French aircraft carrier full of asbestos.
An Indian court would not allow the Clemenceau into the scrapyard until it decided whether the pollutants would be a hazard to workers. So French President Jacques Chirac has ordered the decommissioned carrier back to France. To learn more about these scrapyards, we've called William Longavisha, who's written about them in his book, The Outlaw Sea. He's on the phone. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
You stood on the beach by one of these Indian scrapyards, a giant scrapyard. Can you just describe the process? When a ship is ready to be torn up, what do people do?
Well, the ship stands offshore. It then is steamed in to the assigned plot for the tearing apart. It's steamed in at full speed, its last great rush, and it runs aground, nose first. At that point, the really striking impression is how big the ship is. These are very, very big machines, especially when they sort of emerge from the water this way.
Nobody has bothered to spend money on a dry dock. They just smash the ship as far up on the beach as they can get it.
That's exactly right, and there's really no need for a dry dock. These are beaches which, because of their natural inclination, work perfectly well this way.
And then what happens?
And then swarms and hundreds of very low-paid Indian workers start tearing it apart, and they start immediately. I mean, within minutes it starts. The crew gets off the ship, wading through the water, and the workers start climbing up with ladders and ropes and start cutting it apart and banging it and crowbarring it apart. And large pieces begin to drop into the shallow waters. As the ship is lightened, they also winch the hulk farther and farther up on the beach. The process takes several months.
I'm trying to imagine what this must look like over time. It must almost look like the ship is being eaten.
Yeah. I mean, the first thing to say is that the group of so many ships, where you have 100 ships or more on a beach stretching several miles, is one of the most amazing sights in the world today. And then as the ships are eaten up, you see the insides. I mean, they're cut in two, and the innards are exposed. And finally, you see the last sad remnants, typically the stern of the ship, just before it disappears entirely.
Where does it all go, all the metal?
It goes to local re-rolling mills, local small steel mills, which are very, very tough places, hot and extremely dangerous and dirty, where the steel is made into rebar for the construction of new houses and apartments all through India.
Now, part of the reason the ships go there is because there's a market for the steel. Part of the reason is also that it is hard to get away with dismantling these ships cheaply, given the environmental regulations in the West. Are there strong environmental regulations at all in India?
There are environmental regulations, but they're not being enforced. And that's, of course, the standard all through most of the world. It's rare as the country that enforces its laws, and especially if those laws are environmental laws. We're talking about a part of India here, which is very poor. So the people who are working in the shipyards come from miles around and manage to make a living, a very modest living. They also take enormous risks. They fall, much more immediate than toxicity. They simply fall and are killed that way. There are explosions which kill them. They're burned. And also, of course, they're, in some cases, probably slowly poisoned. And they know that. That's the point. I mean, they're perfectly aware of this, but people make hard choices all through the world.
Well, now, given what the workers normally handle, is it surprising at all that this French aircraft carrier would actually be turned away because of environmental concerns?
Well, this became an entirely political story. This is a lot of posing going on by various groups and national governments. The reality underlying it is the business will continue, and a few high-visibility cases like the Clemenceau, then, well, okay, it's turned back. It's of no great significance to the industry, whether in India or in the shipping industry worldwide.
We've been talking to William Longavisha. He's author of The Outlaw Sea. Thanks very much.
Thank you.